This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What's up, Zachy boy?
Goose, what's going on?
What's happening? Love that hat, man.
Well, I'll tell you what's going on. I went to the skin doctor. Barb had me go to the skin doctor to get like a precancerous treatment. You know, like a skin thing where they just go over your skin and see if you have any cancerous things or whatever.
Okay.
So anyways, I'm like, oh well, what's this going to be like? I mean, like, you know, oh well, it'll just be like a little red or whatever. I'm just telling you. I look like I just won 42 rounds in a bare knuckle fight with Jack Dempsey, bro.
Look what happened to you. I can't believe
it. It's terrible. So what he did, he either gave me a whole thing of gauze.
Right.
That goes over your face.
Right.
And, you know, because I can't go out in the sun because it's just like, you know, blistered up.
Wow.
And I go, and he offered me the bear head. And I said, all right, give me the bear head. I'll go with the bear head. You know, so, I said, you know, yeah, because, you know, we did the video and everything.
Yeah,
yeah. We did the bear. So, which, yeah, give me the bear head. You know what I mean? Well, here I am. So, you know, well, since I got the bear head, I got one for you. You ready, buddy?
What is it, bud?
All right, here we go. How does a bear catch fish?
With his hands.
His bare hands.
I was close, Maggie.
The knowledge that comes out of this thing, as soon as you put it on.
Amazing.
Thank you very much. But anyways, so yeah, we had, as I talked to you last, a lot's been going on. I mean, you know,
yeah.
I mean, my face is all smashed in.
Oh, my God. I like this look.
We got our, you know, Father Taylor passing away.
What a shame, bro.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just like, what's going on here, man?
I don't know, brother.
Good dude. He was awesome. You know what I mean?
Like, when we got old,
Dave's birthday party, Dave invited me out to that thing.
Yeah, you jammed.
Yeah, at the Forum. And, you know, we got up and jammed. We did NIB and everything like that. It was awesome. So, and Taylor killed it. So,
wow.
But, yeah, just tragic, man.
Yeah, dude. Totally upset about that one. That totally sucks, bro.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we've been down this road so many times with people we know, friends of ours and stuff like that, but it's just, it's terrible, man.
It's terrible. You know? It's never easy, and it's, especially when you're so young, man. 50 years old, bro. That sucks, man.
You know, yeah. So, I mean, it's just like you're thinking, like we were talking about it before, it's just like, you know, any of our friends or anything that this has happened, it's like, all right, bro, we'll see you in the morning. We'll go get some coffee or whatever, and then they're gone.
It's really.
No, I mean, I'm just saying, it's just like, you know, you think it's business as usual. You're just going to have a good time, and then, you know.
I know. Yeah. If you say to them the day before that you're not going to be here tomorrow, they're going to be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it's just like, I'm just going to go have a good time, and then I'll see you guys in the morning.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just terrible, man.
Terrible. That's really just awful, man. Shit.
But, God bless him, man. You know, so hopefully, I mean, yeah, because he's got his wife, he's got the kids, he's got everything, man. It's just
it's just brutal, man. So,
but, in prayers for him, man, but and the family, but it's just brutal. But I'm trying to think.
Last night was some happiness.
Father Taylor, we were just talking before. I guess the, Will Smith putting a boot down on people.
That was great, man.
What's going on there, man?
I can't believe it. I mean, that was insane. I'd never seen anything like that.
Well,
I think they're making him give the Oscar back, Zach.
This is the thing.
No, I just read they're not going to make it.
Okay, all right. So let's say me and you doing Black Label Forensics here.
Yeah.
Let's investigate this a little bit here. All right. A-Rod does steroids, tests positive for steroids. They have him on film doing the steroids, injecting. And they still give him the home run title. And still give him, the Yankees win the World Series, and he's at the ticker tape parade holding up the trophy.
Yeah.
This is the same difference.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's on film, you're hitting somebody.
Oh, I got you.
Regardless whether you want to drop charges or anything.
Yeah.
It's assault.
I declined. I know, he declined the charges, I guess. Here it is. Oh,
now another thing that's going around right now as well is you see Chris is flinching, closing his eyes, getting ready for the hit, man. Straight up.
I mean,
he's getting ready.
I don't know, man.
No, I got some pictures where you just go, wow, that's like. That's pretty bad. I'm just saying, you know. Let's see. Let me see if I can pull.
He was shook up, but I think he was shook up, man. But again, Zachy, like you said, they're actors, man.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
Look at this guy right here.
Yeah, right. He's already getting ready for it.
Look, Chris is getting ready, man. Good. Yeah. I mean, that's.
What was he saying? Something at that time.
Yeah, you see,
going, yeah!
You keep your hands behind your face, your hands behind your back.
I know,
come on, man.
But I don't know. Do you think? I mean,
eyebrows are raising right there. Seeing that, if we're doing forensics here, I'm looking at this thing. Go, wait, man. Come on.
We need this. The footage slowed down, frame by frame.
Let's be real, man. Will wants to haul off and nail him.
Yeah.
He's not just. Going with the punch. I mean, I wouldn't know because every time you lay me out, these are real punches. I'm getting hit. They're not fake.
You feel that?
Yes, I do.
That's why you get the head on, too. It's protection.
Yes, totally. But, it's
protection.
I mean, it's like, but no, I don't know. I mean, then they give him the award? You know, like, we're security. They don't escort him out the building?
I know. And then he's cursing at him and everything, man.
Yeah.
It was great. Like,
what are we doing here, man?
No, it's like, why didn't they just get him out of there right away?
So if you're in a bar and somebody makes a comment.
Yeah.
Or, you know, somebody tells me.
You put your hands on him. Yeah.
With Jimmy Page. Jimmy Page is sloppy or something like that, then I could just go haul off on a guy.
Exactly.
Come on, man.
No.
No.
They would have asked, well, you know, I don't know, Zach. It's the Oscars. It's, you know, it's Will Smith. I don't know. It seemed kind of real, though, but, I mean, who knows, man?
I one thing I do know, I've got to ask you this.
What is
a bear's favorite drawing?
A bear's favorite drawing?
Yeah.
Hmm.
A portrait.
Okay. That's a Jersey City bear.
Normally broadcast show here. I'm going to have to go. I think I may call
Shenanigans.
Malarkey, bro.
Malarkey and shenanigans.
Well, because nothing's happening here.
I don't know.
He kicked out of the venue. He doesn't, and then you see Chris is like flinching, getting ready, and then he goes with the hit. Come on, man.
I hear you. I don't know. Then I watched the whole thing, and I was like, man, I don't know. Was it real? They're great actors.
And they don't remove him after he's screaming at Chris.
I know.
Like security just doesn't come up and go, you gotta go.
You gotta go, bro. Exactly. If that would have happened anywhere else, he would have had to go.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know, man.
I mean, what's that? It's like, you know, Clint Eastwood back in the day doing Dirty Harry. He doesn't win the Oscar. He goes up and punches somebody in the
face. Or takes out the Magnum.
Oh, my. No.
Dude.
Sylvester Stallone wins for Rocky.
Yeah.
And Chuck Webner comes out and goes, you ripped off my life story. He beats his ass right there.
Oh, man, that would have been amazing. How about if The Rock came out and hit Chris Rock? Like, for real, that would rock on rock.
Oh my God. I'm just thinking to myself, I'm like going, what's going on here, man?
I know. We never seen anything like it. He said it was the greatest moment in television history. He's probably right. It was pretty funny.
Well, we're going to see what the fallout is. And what are they saying? They're not going to – he doesn't have to hand the award in, does not do anything.
I don't know. I heard that I thought they were going to make him give it back, but Ryan's saying now it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I'm seeing conflicting articles, people calling for him to lose the award, and then like Whoopi Goldberg and some of the other woke people out of the Academy are like, we're not going to take his award away from him. So that's the conversation that's being had right now.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, wow. Yeah. Wow. There you go. So, yeah, nothing happened, Zach. Like you said, maybe it was all, written.
Spring is here, Goose.
Yep.
Isn't it time to clean up your mismatched and worn-out sock collection while making your feet feel amazing in shoes, sneakers, or boots?
Heshy socks are truly the only hybrid fashion athletic socks on the market.
Oh, yeah. Are you tired of your feet hurting in dress shoes? Well, Heshy's cushioned feet and arch support solves all of that.
Tired of digging your socks out of your boots? Heshy's stay-up technology solves that.
Well, tired of your feet stinking in your kicks after work or out of the game? Well, Heshy's breathable cotton and antimicrobial properties solves all of that.
Most fashion athletic and dress socks are expensive, poorly constructed, and provide zero protection. Not Oz.
That's because Heshy's cut out the middleman and provides a superior product at a superior price.
And on top of that, with multiple styles and colors, you look just good while feeling great.
That's right. Don't just take our word for it.
Go to HeshySocks.com. HeshySocks.com.
Enter the promo code GOOSE30 for 30% off your entire order. Or our fashion athletic basics or ankle socks.
HeshySocks.com. The best thing that ever happened.
Ever happened to your feet.
Yes.
Or your paws. let me just throw this one at you, Goose.
What's that?
What did the bear say when he had to relay an unhappy message?
What did the bear say when he had to relay an unhappy message?
Yes.
I don't know, Zach.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news. I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
The bad news bearers.
Yes. Well, that's what I would have been if I would have had to tell Will he's got to hand the Oscar over.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news. Oh, I just get away with this thing all the time. I feel awesome.
This is great. I'm sure Barb loves it.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Kids love it. I mean, who would?
It brings out our animal instinct.
Your animal magnetism.
Yeah, while we're playing the Scorpion's animal magnetism.
The zoo.
That's where I belong. Look at me.
Right there. Go back.
Oh, my God. But yeah.
Yeah, it's insane. It's pretty comical, man.
Yeah, I'm just curious to see where the fallout's going to be on this thing, man.
Well, I don't know. He might have to give it back.
Is this going to be normal from now on? People just kicking each other's asses during TV shows.
I like it now. Maybe I'll watch this shitty show, man.
Rock was sitting there looking at it going like, is this a WWE special? What's going on here, man?
It would be great if he would have done it. Or choke slammed him.
Oh, my God. The rock bottom.
Yeah.
He would have delivered the rock bottom.
Well, playing Kiss, rock bottom. Would have been amazing.
Well, yeah, but you'd have to have that. Without a doubt.
Totally.
Oh, my.
But, man, that is just insanity, buddy.
Without a doubt, man. But, nobody even knows anything else that happened on that show last night. Who didn't do it. Doesn't even matter.
No, that saved their ratings. You know, I mean, that was everything for them.
Yeah, I think, well, you know, people were checking it out afterwards. But, I mean, the things I'm seeing, man, and then the fact that he's not losing the award, no charges are being pressed.
Right.
Wasn't asked to leave the venue.
Exactly. Like I said, it was the probably the highest rated Oscars ever.
Everybody else would have like a lifetime ban, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe some WWE, bro.
You got all right. Didn't Kanye remember? Because what he went up on the stage and was going to take somebody's award. Who?
Yeah. That was the girl singer.
Taylor Swift.
Yes, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, and I think didn't Kanye get like a lifetime ban?
Probably.
He wasn't allowed, you know, to go to the Grammys anymore or whatever.
Yeah, right. And just for doing that, never mind smacking somebody.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The fact that he went up there and like grabbed her award or something like that and said, you know, the other artist should have won the award or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and no. I'm just saying they're like, no, he's banned forever.
I know that.
I'm just looking at a headline. Kanye's at least banned for this year.
Still?
Is that what it is?
What was it, a 5-year ban or something?
Well, no, they're saying his bad behavior online is prompting the organizers of the Grammy Awards to ban the rapper from performing at their annual event next month. And this is from 5 days ago. So I guess they're over the other thing by now.
Oh, okay. So now they're on to this thing.
Wow. But so he's
still getting banned.
He's not punching anybody.
No.
But he's getting banned for what? He's just making silly comments on social media.
He's trying to fight Pete Davidson on Instagram.
What?
Well, maybe Will Smith's training him because you know he did the Ali movie. Maybe he's training him. He's gonna fight Pete.
That'd be great.
Dana White needs to get involved with this thing, man.
Yeah, that's a big moneymaker right there, man.
Without a doubt. I get Jake Paul in there somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Who wouldn't watch that? Yeah.
Without a doubt. Kanye and Pete.
Sounds like a good – they got it going.
That would be great.
That would.
I'm telling you, it would be massive.
So why are they banning him for that then? I don't understand.
But he's saying some very nice things, I'm sure.
What happened?
Well – he's losing his mind because his wife is banging Pete Davidson. So they're having like internet beef where Kanye West is like, hey, let's fight. And Pete Davidson's like sending him selfies from bed like, nah, sorry, dude, I'm in bed with your wife. I can't do it right now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
That's pretty epic. Wow. I didn't know any of that, Zach. I'm sorry.
Well, now you know.
Wow, man.
And, you know, who knows? He probably said some things and, you know, it's like, well, JD, what is it, you know, if you say anything embarrassing, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What did the bear say when he fell down the stairs? I'll tell you.
What?
Wow, that was really embarrassing.
Oh my God! Where's the cane?
Oh, that's it. This is the gift that comes with this mask, bro. I'm telling you right now.
Oh man,
it's connected to my brain now, and I can't stop.
Oh no! Oh no!
Oh yes!
Please help us, Barb. Get the head off him.
We'll be on the road before you know it, and this thing's gonna be out there with me. Remember, I was always saying, you know, now you know why I don't talk on stage. I think now we're going to have to change that.
Yeah.
Yes.
You have to tell these jokes. You have to tell these jokes.
Well, I'm just going to be saying these jokes, and you'll be sitting there shaking your head going, this is so embarrassing.
Every night. It was. Now it's even more embarrassing.
Well, that's about it, man. That's about it.
I got to say, buddy.
Yep. So I talked to Nita Strauss over there. Texted Nita. Yeah, she's getting ready to roll. And then looking forward to seeing her. So she's out there rolling with Alice Cooper right now.
Yep. I just saw her on the boat on Shiprocked.
Oh, you saw her out there?
Yeah, cool. She was great, man. We actually jammed on a Crossroads jam.
Pretty cool.
I like bumbled a bunch of other guitar players. It was really fun, man. She's great.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She's really nice.
Good people, man. But you got that. And then Jared, Father Jared's hilarious as always.
Oh yeah, and he's, yeah.
I'm gonna have to get his insight on this this Will Smith the punch heard around the world.
Wow, we might have to call him
Sherry Fellows. Yeah, it's gonna be a good one.
Get Teddy Atlas on.
This crusade is gonna be very, very good.
Very bad. Oh my god. I can barely stand this.
You can barely stand it. Oh, this is good. This is good, man.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I want to tell you about an amazing website for staying on top of everything metal.
Awesome.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Knotfest.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, just today, I was on the site and I checked it out.
Nice.
And here we go.
Yeah.
Slipknot.
Yeah.
This is the Knotfest Roadshow 2022. You got Slipknot.
Yep.
You got In This Moment.
Cool.
You got Cypress Hill.
Yeah.
You got Wage War.
All right. On.
You got Horror. Yeah, that's right, buddy. But so that's knotfest.com.
Yeah.
Once again, Goose, that's knotfest.com for tons of coverage of everything that's going on in metal.
Yeah.
But what's going on over there with your beloved Rangers?
Oh, they're doing good, man. They're kicking it. I just went to the game the other night.
I just saw you were rolling there, man. Who hooked you up with the tickets?
My buddy George, it was his birthday. His girlfriend hooked him up with these amazing seats, like third row off the ice, the whole VIP thing underneath the Delta Club. It was insane. The Rangers scored 3 goals in the first 5 minutes, like right in front of us. It's really cool to see it.
And then they lost 25-3.
Nah, they spanked the Penguins. It was like, wow, I couldn't believe it. But it was great, man. It was cool to see it that close up. You know what I mean? And how fast they are and big. And it's really – they're really insane, man. It was a lot of fun. On it.
A guy that's 6'8", and he's wearing skates.
I know. Totally, man. Everybody's like 6'5", you know, and then on the skates they're like 6'7", 6'8", and they're flying. Doing like 25, you know, whatever. And yeah, it was cool. Really cool to see it that low though, man. I wish that's I could cool. Every night.
Did you do anything? What'd you do after the game? You go out any shenanigans?
Nah, before the game though, we went to, you know, an Irish pub down the corner.
Oh, was it right near the garden?
Yeah, just a block down. We go in there, hang out.
The Ranger bar.
Yep, have a couple drinks, dancing. Larry is in there. You know, a lot of people, all Ranger fans. You know, they generate so much money, man. You know, that's what we were talking about the other day with the owner.
I mean, so much money, they barely know what to do with it.
Oh, my God. You're right.
Get ready, man. I'm loving every second of this.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy. Well, yeah, we'll be hitting the road soon, so that's going to be cool. And we got, like, you know, a few weeks out here, and then I think we're going overseas, man.
Yes.
Yep. Right?
Well, once again, this is going to be – I just think it's kind of crazy with the whole situation going over there. Yeah, but we were talking about it before.
I know.
You know, no, I'm just saying when we're invading the shores of Normandy in World War II, it's just like, hey, by the way, you know, Stones are playing Hyde Park, so maybe we'll go check that out later on after we get done with this. You know, we get on the other side of
it. You know? Yeah, I don't know, man. That's
awesome. Shows are going on and I'm noticing like all these bands touring over there at the same time.
Really?
I mean, a couple of these festivals, the Stones are going playing over there.
Really?
So they just announced a whole summer tour and everything like that.
All throughout Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Well, not so. It's crazy, man. It's insane. This world is freaking crazy, man.
You know,
Will Smith. I mean,
it's so insane. I can barely take it.
I can barely take it. I can barely take it either, buddy. I'm telling you.
Oh, my. But, yeah, that's about it, Goose.
Yeah, I guess that's
right. I think, we definitely have some more investigations under this. Well, within the next couple of days, we're going to find out.
Oh, yeah.
Where this thing goes, whether it's fake or it's shenanigans, I'm already seeing a lot of people calling it phony baloney, brother.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, yeah, but I mean, me just watching it, I thought it was real, but they're actors, so I don't know, man.
That's what I'm saying.
I know.
Could be interesting.
Could be. Now we'll see what happens.
Oh, yeah.
See if he has to give it back. Then it'd be like, well, who knows, though, too. But would he risk his career like that? I mean,
that's another thing. I was thinking, like, this is kind of silly, man.
Would he risk his career? Unless they were totally in with it. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way that could have been.
Yeah, and they're like friends, aren't they?
No, but I'm saying if he was, that was all staged by the Oscars and everything. You know? I don't know, man.
Well, the fact that he's not getting in any trouble is kind of what makes it kind of like going,
Yeah, I know. I agree with that. I agree.
Yeah, I guess like if Kanye would have did it, what do you think? They wouldn't have done anything to him?
They would have probably carted him right off.
Yeah, just, that's it. Get him out of the building, man. Yeah,
I hear you.
So,
no.
That's what I'm saying. I guess it's cool. You can get plaque some people if they just say something you don't like.
Well, because he's from South Philadelphia, born and raised.
Well, he is from Philly. Yeah, thank goodness they didn't say anything bad about his wife and then the Eagles. Or the Flyers.
Or the Sixers. Forget it.
Oh, yeah, the Sixers. Any of the professional sports teams down
there. Totally, man. He would have freaked.
That would have been bad. Or they could have said something about Rocky, the statue. Your favorite athlete in Philadelphia.
A fictitious character.
The statue of an imaginary figure. Actually, not an imaginary figure. Ask Chuck Webner. He'll tell you who it's about.
Yeah, he says it definitely ain't imaginary.
No.
It's amazing.
That movie's about me.
People don't really know that, man. You know that, Zaggy.
Oh, yeah.
I know, man. Yeah. That's for another day.
Yeah, well, we'll have to bring that up on, Wild Goose Goes to the Movies.
Yeah, totally, man.
Without a doubt, man. Without a doubt, Goose. All right, buddy. Great talking to you, as always.
Well, guys, before we wrap up, we have a video question here if you'd like to answer it. And also, if you'd like to send in a video question, you can send it into wildgoosepodcast@gmail.com. God damn it, I keep track of too many of these things. Also, sign up to Gas Digital Network and use promo code BLS for a 7-day free trial. And you get some money off if you decide to stick around and check out the whole network.
Nice.
All right. So here we go. This is a question here from a Mr. Justin Strudwick.
Father Zach, Father JD, I'm Struddy here from Australia. Got a couple of quick questions for you. When are you guys coming back down to Australia to give us some of that BLS power? We are dying down this way to see you, and we cannot wait for that to happen. Another one for you, Father Zach. The Grail. Is there any chance of seeing any more Instagram videos with the Grail just to see what she looks like nowadays? And one more for both of you guys. If you were to be remembered for one riff, what would that riff be and why? Thanks, guys.
Father Jason. Good talking to you, buddy. But all right, well, Bruce, I guess
when are we
just going down there to roll with the Australian chapter and the New Zealand chapter?
Yeah.
I mean,
who knows?
When was the last time we were down there? It was on the the Order of the Black Run?
No, I think we were down there for Catacombs, I think.
Big John.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a while, you know. We
and then COVID. I mean, they weren't even letting people have to go to the grocery store.
I know. It was locked down forever. So, hopefully next, end of the year, maybe. I don't know. I have no idea, Who knows this day and age anymore. But hopefully soon, We love it down there. It's great.
Well, yeah. I mean, hit everywhere. Go down there. Go to, usually when we go down to Australia, New Zealand, we always roll over to get all the Asian chapters and everything like that. So,
yeah,
go do that, and then so that's that, and then I guess what else is Father Jay's talking?
Where's the Grail, Zachy? Where it's retired?
Oh, the Grail? Well, no, it's retired. I mean, obviously, but all my Aussie fiddles. I just think it's kind of funny when people always they go, "Zach, you gonna break that thing out on the road?" I got my own company now.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? So I actually play my own guitars. I just always thought that was kind of funny. I go,
you barely play them.
Yeah, like you have your own company or you endorse a company and you barely, but you never play their products.
Right.
Like just have them make you something that you like.
Exactly. Like, you know, yeah. You know. Totally.
Yeah, I never understood that. But
and the last one was, what riff do you want to be remembered for, Zach?
I guess, you know.
Freebird?
Freebird is, you'd have to say either Smoke on the Water, Freebird, Stairway, or White Christmas. I mean, that would be a good one. I mean, you know, look at me. I like rolling around in snow, you know what I mean? It's to me, the royalties from those, JD, if you wrote any of those songs, would be Barry. Barry, good.
Very, very good.
I don't know. I mean, like you said, I mean, like right now, the riffs we like playing live that are fun, I guess. If we're just talking about the live show over there, I guess, you know. I mean, yeah. I guess Trampled Down Below, we like having fun playing that one. I guess, Overlord was fun on the last run. And then I guess, what are the ones we digging right now? I mean, Heart of Darkness is always fun to play.
Yeah, it's always a good one.
And then you got Suicide. I mean, Suicide Aside is always fun.
I love that one, too. That's
yeah, fun. That one's cool. But you can play shredding your D minor pentatonic.
Exactly. I can show
your boxes.
There you go.
Okay. Those would be the ones. But, aside of all those other classics that we didn't write, but, like you said, the publishing would be very, very good.
Very good.
Yes, my brother. Right, hey, Father Brad, we got any more questions? Look at me. Look at me. I see you.
That's it for video questions for this week. Right. But we're getting more and more every week, so we should have some more next time.
All right.
All right, guys. Hey, well, let me I got a couple more before we split here, Goose. What is a bear's favorite after-school activity?
I don't know. Tell me.
Cub Scouts. Come on. And Cub Scouts.
Oh, my God.
All right. Here we go. This is a good way to close this one out.
Okay, good.
What is a bear's favorite dessert? What is a bear's favorite dessert?
Berries.
Blueberry pie.
Hey.
Blueberry pie. Delicious. You knew there was going to be berry in there somewhere. You're catching on now. Catching on.
I got you, buddy.
All right, my brother. Love you. I'll talk to you in a bit, Bruce.
All right, my brother. Love you, man.